transport for London, attacks on our pensions and terms and conditions, hundreds of millions in further cuts, outstanding a London tube worker. On the 14th of October, Transport for London, TfL, proposed two profound changes to our pensions, putting an end to the fallacy that no change was an option. TfL's pension report is part of the funding agreement with the Conservative government. It now seems that TfL's preference is to transfer us into the local government pension scheme, effectively washing their hands of any responsibility or risk. The report is clear that any such transfer would be on the terms of the scheme we transfer into. This would mean a near doubling of our contributions, with major cuts to future benefits. These include big reductions for taking our pension before the raised retirement age of 65, CPI rather than RPI inflation measures, and career average rather than final salary used to calculate pensions. Now that the game of words is over, and TfL have laid their cards on the table, it's important that we act, and act quickly. The TUC has organized a lobby of Parliament on the 2nd of November. It's imperative that we attend in huge numbers. The phony war is over. Let's show solidarity against the attacks on our class. And on the 10th of November, let's take strike action to show London Underground and the Conservative government that we will defend our pension, our jobs, and our terms and conditions in the face of Tory ideology and austerity. The government is weak, the Labour London mayor claims, to be opposed to his own attacks on TfL. We need to fight now.